Good morning. 7:37 a.m. on Friday, May the 20th, 2016. I'm trying to get my walk in before I take the kids to school because I got stuff to do after, because I got to get to the grocery store. I have to get to the grocery store. And I will do that on my way home from dropping her off. Yesterday's progress was in formatting and layout. I had links going and then actually used it to format a book. Yeah, that was fun. No, not really. And by fun, I mean tear what little hair I have out. Activity wherein I spent over an hour trying to find a problem in links that turned out to be an issue with Adobe. The PDF reader. So the Lix was actually doing it correctly, and the reader was showing it to me incorrectly. Fix that. Done. So I've made progress. I'm going to format the South Coast while I'm in the moon, in the mood, in the mode. Let's see if we can't get both these books cleaned up. Then I got to send off the ISBN numbers and title list to Nina Else. We chatted, Nina and I, in an email exchange the other day, and I was not going to participate in the Independent Writer of the Year signing table at Colorado Gold in September. It was like, really? There are people who could use it more than I can, but the other side of that was, well, as a finalist, I become something of a public figure. And so there's a certain obligation for me to take my seat and smile and talk to the other people, because nobody's going to sign the books. But it'll be a chance for me to chat with Lisa Manifold and Sue Duff. By the way, if you have not read Fade to Black, highly recommend it. It's got some formatting issues. The story is wonderful. I started to read Lisa's paranormal romance. I'm just not into PNR. I don't know why. Lisa Manifold has a release for a... I don't remember the title of it anymore. But it's a... for people who read PNR, it's probably pretty good. Just because I know Lisa and she wouldn't put out junk. I dove right into the next Rachel Aaron book. I finished. I mean, it's kind of cheesy. The titles just set me off. But okay. Titles aside, the stories are pretty cool. Covers are nice. I gotta give her props on the covers. I should find out who does her covers. But these paperbacks have been sort of weighing on me. And Doreen, don't freak out. I'm just getting formats. I'm just getting proof copies. I will have a week or more to... probably more like 2 weeks because I'm not going to fast freight them in, which means they're not going to be done by the end of the month. I don't really care. It's the only thing going on at the end of the month is my father-in-law is going to be in town. He's going to want the current book, and I'll drop ship him some final copies once I actually have the paperbacks ready. This idea that paperbacks represent a genuine revenue stream is really, really not happening. It's just not there. The remittance advices have started to come in for the foreign markets. This is not going to be a very big month in terms of revenue, but I've got some in the bank that'll hold me over until I can get Milk Run done. Good morning. Good morning. It's too warm for this jacket, so I took it off and tied it around my waist, and now it just keeps loosening up and falling down. So, yeah. So, it was important for me to get these at least formatted to begin getting this process put back together again. Having Lix and Adobe and the GIMP and all the rest of the tools that I need working takes a big load off my mind in terms of... Now, did I just shut that off by sticking it into my pocket? No, those aren't big woodpeckers. No, I didn't. It's still running. Those are not big woodpeckers. Those are the guys doing the roofing. The roof they ripped off yesterday, they are now putting back on today. It's 50 degrees, 52. 50 degrees when I left the house. It's probably 52, 54 by now. The sun is just very hot. I'm walking in the shade and I'm grateful for it. So yeah, paperbacks are customer service. They're not really a viable product in terms of revenue. It's a little bit, but... The real value is in being able to have a book that people can ask for and get signed and all the rest. I need to get the hard copy sign-up lists back on my website so people can buy signed copies of the paperbacks. I need to figure out how to do that. I'm pretty sure it's going to be through PayPal, since I don't have a secure site, and we will use PayPal to accept the monies. So you can use credit card or PayPal, whatever. I'm trying to walk along rather quickly, Monk Post, because I've got to get her up by 8 to make it to school in time for her first final. She has 2 today, but she's got to stay until 3:15, so she's peevish. But, I went to see her play last night. Senior class as a capstone project for the dramatics, for the drama department. Their capstone is that as a class, they have to write and produce a play. And so they wrote this story called Kill Your Darlings. And it's very cute. It's about a writer who has writer's block, but it's largely because of her relationship with her father, the fact that her mother's died, and she's really struggling with the grief and moving on, and she's hiding in her room and writing. And it's not going very well. Most of the stuff that she writes, they play her little story snippets out on stage with actors in costumes, and the actors do a really good job of showing just how cheesy it is, and they do really well. It's amazing. It was a slow start. It was like, really, what's going on here? And then as things got along, it really took off. And it was fun. It was a good show. Good show. Good story. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a good time. It was a small audience. It's basically family of the cast. Most people aren't going to go to see this. But it was a very good story. It was an interesting story that had a lot of surface laughs, but it had a lot of depth to it too. In terms of storytelling, so it was fun. It was an early evening. She had to be there at 5:30. And then the show started at 7. I made 2 trips to school just for that. Once to take her and drop her off, and went home, picked up wife and the other kid, and then we went back to watch the show. It was almost late because I got one of those political surveys. They don't really understand what I'm telling them. They don't really have room for me in terms of the responses. What is the last year of school you attended? 22. Doesn't fit in their little mock matrix. Good morning. Good morning. And what is that? I have a PhD. Oh. That's grade 22 for those of you who are counting. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Big fun. Well, good morning. And then we had to talk about the people who are running for the Senate. And why I'm not going to vote for any of them. Well, I'm going to vote for one guy, but... You know, I'm... What if somebody said they were going to defund Planned Parenthood? Would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for them? Less likely. Although the reality is that the people who are saying that are... It would be hard for me to be less likely to vote for them just from the get-go. I'm sorry, we will not descend into the depths of American politics. It's just too depressing. The Bernie or bust people are worrisome. Because those people are going to elect Donald Trump by writing in Bernie Sanders. Those of us who remember John Anderson and the resulting win for Ronald Reagan. I suppose every generation has to go through it. They have to understand that splitting the vote three ways doesn't mean your guy wins. It generally means one of the other two guys wins. And generally, the less qualified of the two. Honkity horn. So today I want to format South Coast. I got to find South Coast. I know I've got it somewhere. I want to make sure I have good solid backups. After replacing this computer once, I want to make sure I have really solid backups for all of the work, including the cover art. I do have the cover art. It's saved on an external drive. I also still have the other drive set up so that I could mount it. I could start that machine up and grab anything that I've discovered that I don't really have, but do really need. So it's still an option, it's still there. So far I haven't needed anything off it. I've wanted a bunch of stuff off it, but... A lot of it I can't bring because I have to reinstall. Ah, I made it. So here we are. Just noticed the neighbor has a woodpecker problem. He's got a board on his chimney to block them out. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.